present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
One Good Twist Deserves Another. I'm coming. It's the milkman. I'll pull his leg a bit.
Milk.
Sugar.
Pardon?
Granted.
What are you playing at?
Same as you. It's a guessing game, ain't it?
Look, it's Saturday morning. I've called for your milk money.
There's nobody in but me.
Oh.
P.
Don't start that again. I'm trying to get finished early so I can get to Big Rugby match this afternoon.
Borough versus Rovers. I'm going there myself. I might see you.
Not if I see you first. Who's taking you, your granddad?
No, he doesn't like the rugby ground. There's no bar. Daft Alfie's taking me.
Oh, you're Susan's boyfriend?
Yep. I heard him tell her he might go when I was dusting the front room keyhole.
Does he know he's taking you with him?
Not yet. It's a surprise.
You mean shock, don't you? Anyway, I didn't know you were keen on rugby.
I wasn't till I saw it on the telly last week. Hey, what a game. Did you see it?
I was there, on the ground.
In fact, I was right near television cameras.
Get away. I thought I recognised the voice.
You what?
You. He kept shouting, "Get stuck in, never mind the game, get some arms and legs broken." And that was at half-time when the band was on.
You never heard me shouting that. Mind you, right about one thing, it was a rough game.
Ooh, you're not kidding. Hey, do you remember one bloke pulling another bloke's shorts off?
Oh, hey, did you see it on the screen then?
Yeah, just before the commercial break. Off came his shorts, and then a voice told him he'd look £5 thinner in a girdle.
Oh, yes, very comical. I like that.
Here's another big laugh. Huh, Susan?
Just behave yourself. Can I help you, Mr. Bradshaw?
I've called for the money, 12 and 4.
Oh, well, I haven't got any money. Mother and Granddad are coming down the street. Ask them.
Thanks, I will. Cheerio, Jimmy.
Cheerio. I'll see you this afternoon. Look for me on the cop. I'll be on a policeman's shoulders.
Okay, then.
Take this shopping bag off me. It's heavy.
Me? Carry that lot? I'm a lad, not a mule.
Oh, get out of my way. Oh, that's better. You might have helped me.
Oh, all right. I'll help you to get your breath back. Open your mouth and I'll get me bicycle pump.
Very funny. I hope you're not going to behave like this afternoon, showing us all up.
You what? Are we all going to the punch-up?
We're all going to the vicarage.
You won't see any fighting there.
Look, you know why we're going to the vicarage. That's where we all meet to get the tins and the flags before we go out collecting.
Well, what are you talking about? If you mean for the pensioners' fund, that's next week.
It's this afternoon. We have to be at the vicarage at 2:00. Where were you going?
To the rugby.
Pardon?
I think I'll go to rugby. There's a big public school there.
My dear little brother, going to public school?
Well, why not? Me grandad goes to a public house.
Look, funny boy, you promised Mother you'd go and help collect money for the pensioners. So whatever plans you've made this afternoon, forget them.
Oh, why didn't somebody remind me about this?
Well, you would have been reminded if you would have been in the house last night. Mrs. Eccles called.
Fatty Eccles? She called? I wondered why the pavement was cracked.
Don't be so rude. She called to confirm that we'd be doing the street collection today, and Mother said she could put all our names down.
Well, she can cross mine off. I've got other things to do. And anyway, they don't need other collectors when Fatty Eccles is on the job. She can raise a fortune on her own.
What are you talking about?
Well, you've seen the size of her muscles. She doesn't go around shaking a tin. It's a dustbin with a slit in the lid.
Stop talking nonsense. Help me put these things away on the shelves.
Put them on yourself, Scraggy Neck.
Temper, temper.
Well, I'm fed up. I miss all the fun. And the broken legs. Hey, that's an idea.
What are you mumbling about?
Mind your own business. That's it. Have an accident.
Come in, Father, and stop grumbling. The man can't give us the milk.
Well, it's daylight robbery, 12 and 4 a week for what we drink.
Grandad's right. Let's all drink beer. And I'll keep all the money from the empties.
Oh, be quiet. Susan, when you go out again, will you pick up the meat?
Right, Mother. I'll call in now on my way to the hairdresser's. I thought I'd have my hair done for this afternoon.
Ask him to give you a Percy throw.
What sort of a hairdo is that?
Short back and sides with a lawnmower.
Oh, ignore my dear brother. He's just been reminded that he's going out collecting this afternoon, and I don't think he's very keen on the idea.
Is that right, what Susan said, Jimmy?
Of course not, Mum. I can't wait to get out there. You'll hear me. Please give generously. Give till it hurts. If you can't give money, I'll have the buttons off your shirts.
Oh, dear, what a boy.
After all, I'll be doing good, collecting for all the dear white-haired old pensioners and a few bald-headed ones as well.
You don't mind collecting for the pensioners, then?
Of course not. After all, every day I'm nearer to being a pensioner myself. I reckon I've only got about another 63 years, 2 months and 13 days to go. And then I can smoke thick twist at half price.
Hey, you sound like you're going to enjoy yourself.
Time's getting on. You'll have to start getting ready soon, Jimmy.
Yes, ma'am. Just as soon as I've fallen off this chair. I stood on this chair to put Susan's things away.
Bring the other stuff in the pantry, Father.
Right you are, Pat.
Right. Here goes. Knock this chair over and then yell like mad. Oh, help, my leg. Oh, my ankle.
No, what's happened?
Oh, I was standing on a chair putting them things away for our Susan and I slipped.
Are you all right, Jimmy?
Oh, I think so. What a daft trick to do.
Here, I'll help you up.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. I'll just... Ow!
Oh, it's his ankle, Pat.
It feels better when I take my weight off it, but when I stand up like this... Ow! It's like somebody shoving red-hot needles in me.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not broken, Pat. He's just wrenched it a wee bit.
Well, it does seem better now we've got him on the settee. Are you all right, Jimmy?
Yes, ma'am. The throbbing's gone off a bit and I can waggle my toes again. Oh. I'll soon forget about it once I'm out collecting for the pensioners.
What? You're staying in this afternoon.
Oh, but Grandad, I want to go. I'll be all right. If I can't walk, I'll get Fatty Eccles to give me a piggyback.
Don't be silly.
You'll be spending the afternoon on the settee with your foot up.
But where? Oh, I see what you mean. All right, then. You three go out and do your best without me.
Oh, we don't want to leave him on his own, Father. Susan had better stay at home with him.
No. There's no need for her to stay.
Why not?
Oh, well, Alfie'll be passing here on his way to the match later on. He could call in and see if there's anything I want.
Yes, that's a good idea. I'll give him a ring. You'd better get ready, Father.
I'll just away upstairs and get changed. You'll be all right, Jim, if Alfie calls.
Oh, yes, Grandad. Dead right. Just what I need. Somebody with plenty of money and no brains.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Your mother phoned me and asked me...
Did she? Well, that was nice of her. Come in.
I'm sorry I'm later than I said I'd be, but I got held up at the...
Did you now? People are always getting held up there.
I know. You know, when I got there was a queue halfway around the... Where?
I don't know. I always go to the other place.
Oh, I see. No, I don't... Hey, what are you putting your cap and coat on for?
I'm going to beddy byes, you daft-looking... Didn't my mum tell you?
Well, all she said was...
Well, there you are, then. That explains it. Right, I'm nearly ready for off.
I don't get this.
You look puzzled, Alfie. Can't you remember where the rugby ground is?
Of course I can.
Well, what's the hold-up, then? Don't tell me you've forgotten your wallet.
No, it's in my pocket.
And you've come on your motorbike?
Yes, I have, but...
Well, there is no hold-up, then.
No.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on.
Right, after you, Jimmy. Who was right, please, when your mum rang up and asked me... Just a minute. And what did she ask me?
Yeah, and she couldn't have asked a nicer fella. Now move out of the doorway.
Wait a minute. She asked me to call because she said you couldn't go out.
Well, of course I couldn't go out. I had no motorbike to go on, had I?
Well, no, but...
Well, now that you're here, I have, haven't I?
Well, yes, but...
So that's what my mum must have meant, wasn't she?
Well, yes.
Well, shut up and pull the door to.
All right. Oh, it's going to be a good match, Jimmy. Hey, that is where I'm taking you, to the rugby match.
Yeah, that's right, Alfie. Now let's get moving.
Hey, just a minute. Who's this coming up the path?
Jimmy! Oh, I've just caught you.
Oh, no, it's Fatty Eccles.
What does she want?
From the look of her 100-weight of slimming pills. I can't stop Mrs. Eccles, so cheerio.
Oh, I thought I'd just pop in while I was passing. Hello, it's Mr. Hall, isn't it?
That's right, Mrs. Fatty. Slimming cake. Eccles.
I've just called to go to the vicarage with the others. You know, Mrs. Clitheroe and Mr. Sinclair and Jimmy and his sister. I thought, why don't we all go on the same bus?
Because there isn't a bus big enough.
You what, Jimmy?
Oh, it's a fuss, all this collecting for the pensioners. Come on, Alfie, let's go.
Hey, just a minute. Aren't you going with the others?
No, they've gone and we're going to the rugby. My army ankle!
You what, Mr. Hall? Your ankle?
No, he's talking about my ankle. Aren't you, Alfie?
Yeah, look, all I know is Mrs. Clitheroe rang me and said...
And she was dead right. That's why Alfie's just going to give me a turn round the garden, aren't you, Alfie?
I don't know. I'm all mixed up again.
Here, Jimmy, is he all right?
It's his memory. He can't remember his helping me to exercise my bad ankle.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry about your memory, Mr. Hall. Have you tried bathing it?
Yeah, what?
You see? He can't even remember that.
No. You, Jimmy, has your ankle been bathed?
Oh, no, my ankle's not that bad.
Let me see. Oh, it's got no bandage. Oh, that's taking chances, you know. Come on, I'll see to it.
Oh, but Mrs. Eccles, we're late. We've got to go.
Oh, but you're not going anywhere. Give me a hand with him in the house, will you, Mr. Hall?
But we've only just come out. Somebody give me a white flag, I surrender.
Very good at first aid, though I do say it myself. I'll soon have your ankle done properly.
But it doesn't need doing it. It's you that needs... Well, I mean... You don't need to stay and do this.
Never take chances, I always say. No, it won't take me long to do, and then I'll be off to the vicarage to join your mother and the others. Just open the door, Mr. Hall. Bandage for you, just like I said.
Yes, and it's only taken you half an hour.
Well, you can't be too careful, I always say. You know, Mr. Hall, I once had terrible time just through neglecting an ingrowing toenail.
Oh, well, couldn't you cure it?
She couldn't even see it.
Well, I'll go now and catch up with the other collectors. Mustache, give that ankle plenty of rest, Jimmy. I'll see myself out. Cheerio.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Bathbun. Eccles.
Cheerio. Right, quick, Alfie. Get these bandages off my ankle.
But she's only just put them on. Your ankle will never get better.
It doesn't have to get better. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, hurry up. The match will have started by now.
Wait a minute. Look, I've just been thinking.
Good old Alfie. You'll try anything once, won't you?
Now, look, funny boy, I don't get it. The others go out collecting, but your mother phones me because you can't go, but you can go to the rugby match, but when we meet Mrs. Eccles, you can't, all because of a bad ankle you said you had that you haven't, and you, what does it all mean?
Confucius, he say, man with mind full of litter, no wiser than bloom used for sweeping up litter.
You what?
You're as daft as a brush. Alfie, we've missed the start of the match already.
I'm not going any faster on these wet roads. Yeah, and this doesn't seem like a shortcut to me.
Of course it is. Once you get round this corner, it's a straight run.
Well, I hope so.
Just speed up and don't argue. Slow down.
What?
The road's flooded, you daft.
Oh, oh, heck.
Oh. Abandon ship.
I'm soaked to the skin.
Well, take it off and hang it out to dry. Oh, come on. Give me a piggyback and get this bike started again.
Well, I think the bike should go now. I've dried everything.
Have you got the water out of your head?
Oh, yes, I shut up.
Oh, well, come on. What time is it now?
It's only Oh, let me watch it stopped. I bet it's got water in it.
Yeah, it'll be the spring.
Hey, that's very good, that water in the watch.
Oh, Belltop. If we don't get cracking, we'll be too late to hear the final whistle.
Nah, we should be there in 2 minutes.
I hope we... Oh, no. Pull up.
You what?
Pull up. Stop. Whoa, Neddy.
Well, what are you stopping me for? We're nearly there now.
I thought you might like to see that church clock. You can't tell the time, can you? The big hand...
Yeah, I know, funny. It's 4:30. Oh, heck.
Exactly, you nut. If you turn round, we'll just have time to get home before the mob arrive back. Thank you for a lovely afternoon.
That can't be helped. I'll start her up then.
Still, it's not every day you can go sailing on a motorbike.
Yes. Now, look, I'll miss that much as well as... Jim, it won't start.
It won't start. Is there petrol in?
Yes, there's petrol in it.
Well, if it doesn't start on petrol, we'll try something else in it.
What?
Your blood.
Back before your family came home.
It's no thanks to you and that lump of scrap iron you call a motorbike. You'd be better off with a hoop.
Listen, it'll be a long time before you go on that scrap iron again. I'll see to that.
Oh, is Alfie Walfie getting cross because Jimmy called his bikey-bikey then?
Oh, shut up.
Here, have a piece of pork pie.
No thanks. Your mother probably wants them for later.
Well, she shouldn't have left them on the table then. But with mocking... Vicky, she's only bought two.
You won't be able to eat any tea when your mother comes in.
Get away. You've seen too many telly adverts. You're talking to a lad who can eat meals in between meals.
Why, I'll be glad to get in front of that fire, Pat.
Oh, the bike. Hey, up till I get on that couch. Oh, and don't forget, Alfie, we haven't been out of... Oh, heck. My shoes.
You what?
My shoes are covered in mud. Don't let them in. Hold the door.
What do you mean?
Hold the door till I get my slippers on. Go on.
All right, but what'll they think's happened?
Don't argue. Grab the handle.
I'm damn doing pretty up.
I wonder why Alfie came back. The door's stuck.
Stuck? What do you mean?
Well, I mean I can't open it.
Oh, heck, there's a knot in me loose.
Let me try, Pat. It isn't locked. I can feel it move. There's somebody holding this door.
Yes, it's me.
That's it. Now, where's my slippers?
What's the idea, Alfie? What are you holding the door for?
1 minute, Alfie.
For 1 minute? I mean, just a minute.
Alfie, what's wrong?
Tell her it's the carpet.
It's the carpet, Missy Clitheroe.
Oh, where the heck did I put my slippers?
What's wrong with the carpet?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
There they are, in the fireplace.
It's in the fireplace.
Okay, Alfie, you can let them in now.
Oh, thank goodness. Come in.
What on earth were you doing, Alfie?
He was trying to put the carpet against the door so I wouldn't be in a draught.
Oh, dear. Poor little Jimmy mustn't be in a draught.
That's right, so shut your mouth.
That'll do. We don't want any rows.
Oh, you come back to see Jim then, Alfie?
Oh, we came back together.
We've been together all the time. Alfie didn't leave me, did you, Alfie?
Oh, no, I didn't leave him.
Oh, that was nice of you, Alfie.
No wonder we couldn't spot your bike at the ground. We went to the rugby match.
You what? You said you were collecting with the vicar.
We were, at the rugby match.
But why didn't you tell me you were going?
We didn't know until we met the vicar. Anyway, what difference would it have made if you had known?
Oh, I wouldn't have had to lie. No difference.
What are you laughing about?
Jimmy, you at the match and him pretending that him here with a bad ankle.
Well, I don't think that's funny, Alfie. Jimmy having a bad ankle.
No, it isn't that. It's ever bad. I just felt like laughing because...
Because his saw Susan's face.
Yes, Alfie. Hey, shut up.
Well, it was a great match, Alfie. You'd have enjoyed it.
Far more than sitting here all afternoon with my cheeky brother. I thought you were just calling here for a few minutes.
Well, I did. I mean, I thought I was.
Well, what did you do all afternoon? Watch the telly, I suppose.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No, we didn't, but yes, you suppose we did.
That's right, I think.
You're sure you were here all afternoon, Alfie?
Me?
Well, we've been together since he came, every minute.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, now who can this be? Will you go and see Susan?
Right, Mother. And you sit down. I'll get the tea ready.
Oh, will you? What are you going to burn for us tonight?
Now, listen, Jimmy. Stop being cheeky about Susan's cooking. She made a lovely trifle yesterday.
Trifle? That was an egg custard that went wrong. She just slopped it about in a basin and banged in a spoonful of jam.
Don't tell lies. Susan's making the tea, and if you don't want it, you can do without.
All right, I'll starve. Till the chip shop opens.
What do you mean, starve? You've just had two big pork pies.
Pork pies?
Yes, Mama. I felt weak, so I had the pork pies you left on the table.
I didn't buy any pork pies. Did you, Father?
Me? No. Susan must have brought them in.
Oh, Mother, it's Mrs. Eccles. Come in, please.
I wonder what she wants.
She must have heard it's feeding time.
Hello, everybody. I hope I'm not disturbing you, Pat.
Oh, no, not at all. Sit down. Would you like a cup of tea? Susan's just making some.
Oh, no, thanks, Pat. I've just called to collect the parcel I left earlier.
Well, I'll start on the tea anyway, Mother. Are you sure you won't have some, Mrs. Eccles?
Oh, certain. Thanks, Susan. Well, how's your ankle, Jimmy?
All right. What do you mean? Oh, my ankle. Oh, I'm much better now, thanks, Mrs. Eccles.
Oh, you've taken the bandage off, I see.
Oh, yes, and Alfie took it off because it was too tight.
What bandage?
Oh, I bandaged Jimmy's ankle earlier on. Oh. I met him and Alfie as they were going out.
Going out, you say?
To the door. I felt faint with the pain, so Alfie took to the... he took me to the door for some fresh air. Didn't you, Alfie?
Maybe, yeah, that's right. I did take him to the door.
But you came out wearing your crash helmet, Alfie.
Yes, well, that's because he was scared of the birds.
Yes, but I mean...
Birds?
Yeah, one of them pecked his head the other day. It was a woodpecker.
Oh, you're a caution, you are. Well, anyway, I've got to be going. I just came to pick up the pies I left when I came in to bandage Jimmy's ankle.
Pies? Pork pies?
Yes, I put them on the table, I think, and then forgot them.
Oh, so that's it. I'm sorry, dear, but I think my greedy son has eaten them.
Well, I didn't know they were fatty at Mrs. Eccles' pies. I'm sorry.
Well, you shouldn't take things without asking.
Ah, oh, now, Peter. He wasn't to know I'd left them. Still, I'd better get some more before the shops close. They were for my husband's tea. Oh. That's why I called back for them this afternoon, twice while they were out.
But, Jimmy and Alfie were in all day.
Well, they must be deaf then. I rang the bell about 10 times.
But I'd have heard you. Oh, unless I was asleep.
Oh, was Alfie asleep as well?
Well, he's always half asleep, so he hadn't far to go.
Now, don't be funny. I wasn't asleep.
Well, why didn't you hear Mrs. Eccles then?
Well, I...
Alfie, you didn't sneak out with me asleep, did you?
Of course I didn't. You know very well, when you were asleep, we were both riding other... What am I talking about?
There's something fishy about all this.
That's what I think. Alfie, did you go out of the house this afternoon?
Of course I did.
You big fibber. Well, there's your answer, Mrs. Eccles.
Just a minute. Alfie, you said you were with Jimmy all afternoon.
Well, I was.
Oh, I'm going. I can't stand any more lies.
You get back on that couch till we... What happened to your ankle?
You know what happened. I felt... Oh, yes. I'm walking. Yeah, it must have got better a bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel it again now, though.
Alfie, where did you take Jimmy this afternoon?
Well, we set off for the rugby match, but my bike broke down and we... Oh, heck.
Blabbermouth. Yes, Mum, you see, my ankle wasn't hurting, and I think the bandage Mrs. Eccles put on must have...
You scheming little monkey.
So, you pretended to hurt your ankle just to get out of collecting for the vicar's fund.
Well, I...
What was that, Mother? Did you say he was only pretending he'd hurt his ankle?
Yes, she did, the little twister. There's nothing wrong with them yet.
Oh, dear, I feel this is all my fault.
It is if you get your pies in your trunk at bag.
How dare you? You'll go and get two pies and you'll pay for them out of your pocket money.
Oh, but, Mum...
And when you get back, you'll have your tea standing up. Because you won't feel like sitting down for a week.
Well, that won't help the old age pensioners. He ought to still go out and collect for them.
Yeah, she's right. Give us a tin and I'll start now.
Oh, not now, tomorrow. You can come collecting with me.
Oh, yes. What a good idea, Susan.
Aye. That's better than a smacking that he'll forget in 5 minutes.
You mean you won't clout me, honest?
No, I'll let you do as Susan says.
Oh, Sue, good old Sue. My kind, pretty sister.
Very nice, Susan. I hope you'll remember this, Jim, and not say nasty things to her in future.
What? Say nasty things to my beautiful sister? Oh, never again. That's all right then, Grandad. Mum, I'll go collecting tomorrow with Susan. We'll be at the vicarage first thing in the morning.
Well, there's no need for that. Tomorrow's all arranged. The crowd of us are meeting at the school sports ground just before the match.
Oh, we'll see a match as well. Oh, Sue, you're not just a sister. You're my best friend.
Well, all's well that turns out for the best. Well, but ends best. I mean,
It's a long road that has too many cooks.
Yes. All's well that...
Oh, don't bother. Well, Sue, my Sue, what time does the match start?
2:30, but we'll meet the other 6 collectors at 2.
Oh, right, and, is it a rugby or football?
Oh, neither. You and I and 6 other girls will be collecting at the ladies' hockey match.
What? Just me and a bunch of soppy girls.
That's right, Jimmy, and you needn't bother to pretend to break anything, because if necessary, you'll go on a stretcher.
Don't worry, I won't pretend. I will break something. Scraggy Annie's blooming neck, come here.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Betty Allberge and Joe Gladwin. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I had to go. What a day. Me and 500 screaming girls, and the vicar with cotton wool in his ears. I had to go around collecting because he kept watching me. And the things they put in my box, buttons, hair grips, safety pins. One put chewing gum in after she chewed it. I threw the can away and dived at her. Then the vicar came up, told us to stop fighting and made her put me down. Well, she was a big girl. Ta-da.
Thank you.